Arizona's film industry is not what it once was, but One Tempe Studio is trying to bring some of the lights, camera, and media action back to the state. Sun Studios of Arizona opened last month in what used to be the Collins College Building in Tempe. That means it came with equipment and facilities Darren Ramage didn't have to buy. Ramage is the studio's CEO. After showing me around on a recent afternoon, we sat down in what looked like a classroom. He's turning it into a co-working space for people in the entertainment industry. And I mentioned to him that his studio didn't fit what a lot of people think of a film studio. No golf carts, no fake streets or New York City skylines.
Well, and that's what's great about this place is that we have all of this packed in, call it the cliff notes of media. Now, all of this is in a 23,000 square foot facility. We actually had a commercial that we shot just recently for the studio, and it had actors, actresses, wardrobes, you know, cameras, lights, cameras, action, stages being built, voiceovers. I mean, the whole editing from concept to completion. We never left the building.
It seems like co-working spaces, which is one of the aspects that you have here, have become pretty popular across the valley.
Correct.
What separates, do you think, yours from all of the other basically office spaces that you can rent by some time unit and, you know, basically have a desk and a computer and a place to put your stuff?
The real difference that I've thought of from the beginning when I was putting the business plan together was I want our working space to be entertainment only. So all you have is graphic artists, writers, production offices for a production team. I wanted us to be the hub of entertainment for the state of Arizona to start to get the powers that be, if you will, politically, to start to look at our industry, to look at us, the media, production, as an industry.
Well, do you think that there is still a future for this kind of production in Arizona, given the fact that the film office has been non-existent for a little while?
5 years.
And so many...
No, 7 years.
And so many productions now, even ones that are supposed to be based in Arizona, are being shot elsewhere in states that have all sorts of incentives.
As much as I love the state of Arizona, myself being as a filmmaker, if I had a chunk of money to spend to make a movie, I'd go to New Mexico. They're going to give me 25% of the money I spend in New Mexico back. Why wouldn't I do that? We have nothing here in the state of Arizona as far as incentives or refunds. As a matter of fact, we don't even have an office.
I mean, do you think it's too late?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There are still some productions that are coming. Recently, we just had Transformers 5. But it's usually for a specific reason. Like, the state of Arizona has something that nobody else in the world has. It's called the Grand Canyon. But if you wanted to shoot at the Grand Canyon, there's processes, procedures, permits, and so forth that you need. And there's nobody to call, like a film office, that would give you help in obtaining those permits and so forth. And one of the advantages that Arizona has is this is a right-to-work state.
But even with that, so many productions are choosing not to come here, or maybe they're not even considering Arizona in the first place. So what do you think, other than reestablishing the film, or as you'd like to call it, the media office, what else should Arizona be doing to try to get some of those productions either back here or to reconsider coming here?
To go off of the first part of that question, what I like to say is, as far as not having a media office and some type of incentives, is you do realize that there is millions of dollars flying over our heads right now. Every minute of every day, they're going to New Mexico, just 6 hours away. What Arizona does need to do is just buckle down, get our media office back, run by business people.
Well, how optimistic are you that that will happen?
Wouldn't have done this, wouldn't have made all this happen if I did not truly believe that we could make it prosperous.
What do you think is a reasonable timeline for Arizona getting to where it, in your mind, should and could be as far as a media production?
I think that, I mean, realistically, by the time we have our media office back and we... After that, we have to have that first before we're going to get refunds, incentives, and so forth. I'm thinking between 3 and 5 years.
That quickly?
Oh, absolutely.
Darren Ramage is the CEO of Sun Studios of Arizona. Darren, thanks.
Thank you.